Okay, so finishing off the Yehi Ratzon after the Birchas HaShachar, he said that Hashem should save us midin kosher, and now the final thing is umibal din kosher. From a bal din is an opponent, someone who's a bal din against you. Kosher, a difficult one. Pein shehu vemberis, pein she'ein vemberis means whether he is a yid or a goy. Pein shehu vemberis, whether he's a yid or pein she'ein vemberis, or if he's not a bris, if he's a goy. So what is the pshat mibal din kosher? So there's two pshatim in the mafarshim. The first pshat appears in the Oitzer HaTfilah Siddur by the Eitz Yosef. And the Eitz Yosef says, as we teached, bal din means an opponent. And kosher means difficult, means a difficult opponent. Sometimes a person has to go to a din Torah with someone, and he's davening that he should have, that he should be saved from a bal din kosher. A difficult opponent doesn't mean that it's difficult that the guy is smart and has good tainas, but he says it's someone who's loitzai is dina, which means that he won't follow the psak. Sometimes a person is in a din Torah with someone, in a court case, if it's a guy or a Yiddish din Torah, you go to a Rav together with someone, and even if the Rav says that you're right and he's wrong, he's still not going to listen. So that's called a difficult opponent. That's what the Eitz Yosef says. A person davens that he should be saved from a bal din kosher. Pein shehu vemberis, pein she'ein vemberis. So the Avodrom over here already says that vemberis, the title vemberis and ein vemberis has nothing to do with whether he has a bris mila. Every yid is considered a ben bris because he's tachas brisa shel Avram Avinu, and every guy is considered einai ben bris. That's what the Avodrom says over here on this Yehi Ratzon. And the truth is, there's a similar Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Yud Gimel on Beis. The Gemara says b'nei bris. The Gemara learns out from b'nei bris lemiutei oivdei kechavim. B'nei bris has nothing to do with whether he had a mila or not. B'nei bris is lemiutei oivdei kechavim. Al kapanim, whether the person is a yid or a guy, we daven that we should not have a difficult opponent who's not going to follow the law, follow the psak halacha against us in din. That is the first pshat, the Eitz Yosef. And the second pshat that I saw is in the Sidur HaGra, the Pirush of the Siach Yitzchak, the Talmud of the Gra. And he says there that we're not talking about bedavka, an opponent in a court case. When it says a bal din kosher, it's really an expression that we want Hashem to save us and to spare us from any bal din kosher, which means any argumentative person. There are people in this world, it was in all generations, the Siach Yitzchak describes a person that many of us bump into, unfortunately, and that's a person that's mafakfek tamid al kol deyos sichlis. He's always arguing about things that make sense. There are people who argue on glata zachen, things that are straight and that make a lot of sense. But people stam argue for the sake of arguing. Some people are blessed to have chavrusas like this. Some people have acquaintances like this. That sometimes it just doesn't go. You say something that makes sense, and people argue for the sake of arguing. There exist these type of people, and that's what we daven for every day. Whether the person is a yid or whether the person is a goy, we might have different types of discussions with the yid or a goy. But the point is, we always ask Hashem to save us from a bal din kasha, from someone who's an argumentative person. We shouldn't encounter such a type of person during the day, because that can make the day very annoying and very frustrating. So those are the two pshatim in bal din kasha. Either we're talking about literally an opponent in a din, and he's difficult because he's not going to follow the psak, or as the Siach Yitzchak says, we talk about a bal din kasha figuratively, meaning that we shouldn't come across argumentative people, which will annoy us and frustrate us throughout the day, because they argue on even on things that make sense. Okay, so that's the end of the Yehi Ratzon that comes after the Birchas HaShachar, and now starts the segment called Karbanos.